Sully had a clear, fierce flash of how Deef had looked on that day in the Ville when Malenfant, Clemson, and those other Nimrods had all of a sudden started paying off the morning's terror. The whole last week's terror. They wanted to put it somewhere. The howls in the night and the sudden mortar shots and finally the burning copters that had fallen with their rotors still turning, dispersing the smoke of their own deaths as they dropped. Down they came. Wacko! And the little men in the black pajamas were shooting at Delta 2-2 and Bravo 2-1 from the bush just as soon as the Americans ran out into the clearing. Sully had run with Willie Sherman beside him on the right and Lieutenant Packer in front of him. Then Lieutenant Packer took a round in the face, and no one was in front of him. Ronnie Malenfant was on his left, and Malenfant had been yelling in his high-pitched voice on and on and on. He was like some mad high-pressure telephone salesman gorged out on amphetamines. Come on, you fucking ringmeats. Come on, you slopey joes. Shoot me, you fucks. You fucking fucks can't shoot for shit. Pagano was behind them, and Slocum was beside Pags. Some Bravo guys, but mostly Delta boys. That was his memory. Willie Sherman yelled for his own guys, but a lot of them hung back. Delta 2-2 didn't hang back. Clemson was there, and Walensky and Hackermeyer, and it was amazing how he could remember their names. Their names and the smell of that day. The smell of the green and the smell of the kerosene. The sight of the sky blue on green, and oh man, how they would shoot, how those little fuckers could shoot. You never forgot how they would shoot, or the feel of a round passing close beside you, and Malenfant was screaming, shoot me, you dead-ass ringmeats, can't fucking blind, come on, I'm right here, fucking blind-eye homo slope-head assholes, I'm right here. And the men in the downed helicopters were screaming, so they pulled them out, got the foam on the fire and pulled them out, only they weren't men anymore. Not what you'd call men. They were screaming TV dinners for the most part. TV dinners with eyes and belt buckles and these clittery reaching fingers with smoke rising from the melted nails. Yeah, like that. That stuff you could tell people like Dr. Conroy. When you pulled them, parts of them came off, kind of slid off, the way the baked skin of a freshly cooked turkey will slide along the hot liquefied fat just beneath like that. And all the time, you're smelling the green and the kerosene. It's all happening. It's a really, really big shoe, as Ed Sullivan used to say. And it's all happening on our stage. And all you can do is roll with it. Try to get over.